Red Flags. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I heard a rather dark statistic on the evening news.
We checked and found that last year there were more than 16 million tweets involving hate speech.
But what to do with that information? Come with me back in time, if you will, to an old episode of The Twilight Zone about an ordinary fellow named Hector Poole, who suddenly finds, as he walks to his job at the bank, that he can hear everything the people around him are thinking.
Clumsy idiot.
If he hits me, I'll die.
You miserable, dirty.
And as he arrives at work, he hears the thoughts of a coworker planning to rob the bank.
I wonder how long it will take them to discover that the money is gone.
Hector immediately reveals the plot, but when the security guard orders the suspect to empty his briefcase, there is only a sandwich. The supposed robber, you see, had merely been daydreaming.
I was thinking of filling my briefcase with the bank's money. Yes. It's a little dream of mine. Have you ever had a dream, Mr. Poole?
Hector Poole learned his lesson. Even if you know exactly what people are thinking, it's not enough.
You know, we do things without thinking about them at all. And we think things without having the slightest intention of doing them.
What looks like a red flag after the fact can just be a more seductive form of hindsight. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.